Let's get you to the markets, and joining us from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Very big weekend. Aside from the UK election, phase one, the trade deal, China-US, what do you make of it?
Well, it's all been sight. What are we going to talk about now, Mike? I mean, we spent a year talking about Brexit, and a year talking about trade deals. Now we're going to have to find something else to talk about. So, yeah, markets have been bouncing around sort of in response, I suppose, to the ebb and flow of the fortunes of the much sort of talked about, much vaunted phase one trade deal between China and the US. Well, now we've got one. We've got a deal. So early in Thursday, US trading session, that's Friday our time, Trump sort of let the cat out of the bag via tweet, of course. And Friday, US time, a trade deal was announced. Now, Trump is calling it a phenomenal deal. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's been called great at some stage as well. What we know so far is that the two parties have agreed on the text of the phase one deal, and that this will avert imposing the new tariffs that they had talked about imposing on one another, although at this stage the existing tariffs are still in place. Now, China will increase imports on American agricultural products, energy products and services, pharmaceutical products, and at some stage the US will roll back tariffs on Chinese products, but no real word on timing yet. I mean, in terms of numbers, Trump then came out and tweeted that China will get to $50 billion worth of agricultural product imports from the US quite soon. They'll increase those purchases of the other goods that were talked about to at least $200 billion over the next 2 years. But look, I suppose, Mike, what does this mean? Well, it's progress. We haven't seen the text of the agreement yet. It's not actually signed, so they haven't actually signed the deal. There's talk, apparently there are chapters on the very substantive issues of financial services, intellectual property, technology transfers, but those actually haven't been addressed. And those are the sort of key underlying issues that they've really wanted to resolve on this trade issue. But we're moving towards a resolution. I mean, markets liked it. It won't hurt the Santa rally, I guess, as we move in and US markets close to or at all-time highs. So, yeah, it's a very positive move.
I think intellectual property is going to be the huge obstacle, given the Chinese behaviour. By the way, international headwinds, you know, the much talked about international headwinds, does that mean they are now going to be easing off, Andrew?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you look at, it takes it away. I mean, one of the issues has been is this trade war has really put a dampener on global growth and global business confidence. And so you take Brexit out the mix, and you take the US trade war out the mix, and presumably we get the confidence listing, we get reinvestment, and hopefully world trade volumes start to pick up again.
The UK election, what a night for Boris.
Yeah, finally we have some resolution. It's only taken 3.5 years, of course. A resounding victory for the Tories, sending a pretty significant message that the UK electorate were not convinced that Jeremy Corbyn was the right person for the job over the next few years. So Brexit, we'll now assume, will happen. It will be voted on before Christmas and presumably passed. Then the UK will exit the EU by the end of January. Now, unfortunately, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news here, but the devil is in the detail, and I suspect a lot of details still to be bedded down. They'll then get a year to sort out a trade deal. And herein lies the other issue, of course, is that what the markets want is certainty. We've now got a parliament that can actually act with a mandate on here, but the possibility of a disorderly Brexit, a disorderly exit from the EU, still exists. So we've still got to get that hurdle. But, you know, we're in a better place than we were. Great British pound is stronger. Now, that actually hits the income of a few of the FTSE 100 companies, because they derive a lot of their income from outside of the UK. But we're in a far better place. We're just going to have to find new things to talk about in 2020, Mike.
I'm sure we can rustle something up. Yes. Righto, some numbers, Andrew.
Yeah, the Dow Jones closed at 28,135. It was just up small, not much change. And the S&P 500 closed at 3,168.8. The NASDAQ 8,734, that was up 18. The FTSE 100, though, they had a good day, up 1.1%, closing at 7,353. The Nikkei 24,023, they were up 2.5%, huge, up 598 points. Go Japan. Shanghai Composite 2,967, up 52, up 1.8%. The ASX 200 gained 31, 6739, about 0.46%. But the NZX 50, we lost ground on Friday, down 66 points, closing at 11,241. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar is trading at 0.659 US, 0.9588 Aussie, 0.5930 euro, 0.4947 pounds, 72.03 yen. Gold trading at $1,476.33, and Brent crude a bit stronger, $65.22.
You didn't stay up late to watch the disaster in Perth with the cricket, did you, Andrew?
No, I didn't, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, wise choice. Enjoy your day. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.